This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study based upon John 19, verses 17 to 22, and Luke chapter 23, verses 39 to 43, which gives us an account of the crucifixion of Jesus. And we have talked about now 3 crosses and the things that might have been written over each one of them. We know that, as a matter of fact, it was written over the cross of Christ by Pilate, the Roman governor, as we read in John 19, the king of the Jews. And we also read in that same passage how the Jews did not like this, how they were not pleased with it, but came to Pilate and said, "Do not write that he is the king of the Jews, but write that he said he is the king of the Jews." But Pilate said, "What I have written, I have written." But we have suggested that certainly in harmony with the truth, it might have been written over this cross not only that he was the king of the Jews, but that it might have been written the cross of deity. Now, bearing in mind that there were 2 other crosses with 2 other men on them, one on either side of Jesus, one of them repented and the other did not, over the one that did not repent might have been written the cross of impenitence. This hard-hearted man who refused to repent even in the face of the eternity that stared him in the face and of the fact that Jesus, the Son of God, was dying by his very side. We then pointed out that the other man by the side of Jesus, the man who did repent, over his cross might have been written the cross of penitence. And he cried out for Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And how Jesus had responded, "In loving concern, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And we've pointed out that many people think that this indicates that one can be saved today without obeying the gospel plan of salvation, without doing what people were told to do on the day of Pentecost. But friends, the Lord Jesus Christ made that statement before he died, and therefore before the gospel of Christ came into effect. The gospel of Christ did not come into effect until the first day of Pentecost, following the resurrection of Christ. In Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 45, we find the record of the words of the Lord Jesus to his apostles. "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and should rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. But tarry ye in the city until ye be clothed with power from on high." Notice he is telling them in this Lukean account of the Great Commission to go into the city and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And then, and not until then, were they to preach the message of Jesus Christ, that is, the gospel, as a law in force. Repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name, that is, by his authority, that is, the New Testament, the gospel, beginning from Jerusalem. Now then, the gospel was not preached to the thief as a law in force. The details of the gospel were not yet in force. What men must do in order to be saved according to the gospel was not yet in force, but they were in force on the day of Pentecost. And on that day we find, beginning in verse 14 of the 2nd chapter of the book of Acts, and we find the record of the sermon preached by the Apostle Peter, although all of the other apostles also preached. The Apostle Peter sets forth at least 4 lines of evidence proving that Jesus was the Christ, that those Jews had led the Romans into crucifying not merely an itinerant Jewish carpenter, but the very Son of God. And having done that, he draws this conclusion in verse 36. "Let all the house of Israel therefore know assuredly that God hath made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." When the people heard that, the Bible tells us they were pricked in their hearts. That makes clear they believed it. "And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter responded by saying, "Repent ye, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now that's what every person must do today in order to be saved. But our time is gone. Please do be with us next time as we will study that matter in more detail. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our prayer.